Geeks in Space, Slapshot Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time zone you're in. You're listening to Geeks in Space, Slashdot Radio. We're here again with special guest star.
Cowboy Neil.
Special guest.
Filling in for Hemos, as he is down in South Carolina.
What's he doing out there?
I don't know.
Isn't in the good
scary
old
scary things.
I suppose we have to introduce ourselves. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Nate Ostendorp.
And I'm John Cowboy Neil Potter.
Making his Slashdot Radio debut.
And now we need to get you up in a spacesuit on the
We don't have you on the spacesuit.
Yeah, I know, but I like that. I'm in the command center, I think.
That's the only plausible... You're in control. Yeah. So we're reporting to you live from the Kennedy Space Center.
Yep, the mood is very dire today as news of the NASA budget cuts came in, and that means less space ice cream for all children.
That's going to be really bad because, what, they're going to have water? Have to put fluid into their system?
Yeah, they're gonna
less tinfoil?
I miss the space ice cream. It's always nice and chewy.
Well, let's see. What do we got on the docket for today? We wanted to chit-chat a little bit about Mindstorm Lego S. I don't know if you guys have... everybody knows, obviously, that the Lego Mindstorms are out. They're obviously super cool, although some of us have, as of yet, been unable to get our hands on some.
I'm just telling you, we need to add money to the robot budget.
Yeah, we need a bigger robot budget. That's the biggest problem, as far as I can tell. What's happened was... big shock, you know, there was an independent effort to reverse engineer the Lego Mindstorm kits. Big shock, you know, a bunch of geeks play with something like this. Okay, surprise, they're going to reverse engineer it. And, the interesting thing is that apparently Lego is just going to kind of let it go.
That's cool.
And
I think that's really cool on their part.
It's the mellow way to do it, you know, because I mean, it's not like they're going to sell more Legos now because of this. Because, hey, you know, if we can reverse engineer it running under Linux, I don't know, is there going to be a B port?
Well, what I'm hoping is that eventually I'll be able to program Lego robotics in Perl.
I like the idea of a web form.
Exactly.
I like the idea.
Submit.
Perl modules.
Use Mindstorm. it seems like a good idea, but yeah, that's a good step on the part of Lego. Another good step would be sending lots and lots of Lego Mindstorms to us.
Yep,
we accept bribes, and Lego.
We'll talk about Lego Mindstorms constantly on the show.
We'll have a Lego Mindstorm special where all we do is look. That's neat. Look what it does. We'll just do that for like 5 whole minutes. Nobody will listen.
Here's how we wired it into the X10.
You get your Pronto, your Palm 3, your X10, and your Mindstorms and your Ibo, all operating on the same network. Sooner or later, we're never going to need to go outside. We're never going to need to touch a light switch.
We'll just sit around and watch our machines play with each other.
Can we say that?
Oh, dear.
Dude, that is not cool.
Yep. Let's see. Also on the list, we've got, the fact that old folks can code, too, which is, I guess, not a big surprise, basically, you know what...
I knew old folk coders.
what I'm amused most by here is that the fact that old folks are in this article 35. And just because, you know, I'm 23, I still don't regard 35 as old, you know, 38.
You've got a few good years left.
Yeah, so I'm excited that I've got, you know, 12 or so years left that I can actually code before I'm apparently old. Now, what the article's really talking about is just, you know, once you reach a certain point, it's a little bit tougher to get a job. And
it's because that corporations can't geeksploit you and, you know, force you to work 100 hours a week like that feature that we read yesterday about the guy who... was overweight and had ulcers and blamed it on the fact that he worked 100 hours a week at his sysadmin job.
Dude, go outside.
Wait a minute.
Why am I saying that? I went outside today to, like, take a picture or something. I think that's the first time I've seen sunlight in a week. It's just they like raping geeks, you know, and with our industry, you know, we're in, can I say that? We're all, all right!
Cool!
Yeah, it, you know, in our industry,
I haven't seen a geek raped like that.
we're all on salary, you know, so if they can get a salaried kid to work 75 hours, well, you know, when you're 35, you have kids. You know, you maybe have a life.
You have a life, you have things that you do other than work.
Yeah, and, you know, some of us, you know, we don't think that's such a great idea, but employees or employers don't really think that's such a cool idea.
Yeah, they like their 22-year-old devotees.
Bastards.
But so, you know, if you're a corporate executive listening to this, make a policy of hiring some old folk coders.
Yeah, like to get your quota. you have to have
action
from each different minority.
Grandpa Bob here, he's 56, and can code in Fortran.
What you do is you get like one guy who's like 95, and he throws the curve totally up. You pay him 45.
Our average coder's age is 40.
Yep, but, you know, mind you, 98 years of
he's
that
in
is
an iron lung.
Joe.
I've been coding Vic since he was punch cards and switches and bugs.
We find ourselves highly amusing here at Geeks in Space.
Yeah.
I think we just lost our last two listeners.
Hi. So I guess that means it's time for interpretive dance.
Over audio show.
Hey, it might work. We've also got, I guess we could chit-chat a little bit about Red Hat's letter.
The letter.
It's been out and about. They sent a letter to a lot of people, asking them or giving them permission or spamming them for E-Trade.
Yeah. Queuing them in on, hey,
there's going to be an IPO. Shh. But it's interesting. There's been a lot of response on this thing. That has pretty much ranged from thank you for dropping a gold nugget into my lap, right on down to how dare E-Trade spam me. today
IPO
actually
stock purchase.
Today I got an interesting one where a guy who he emails me, he says, yeah, you know, I've got a really good salary. I've got plenty of liquid cash. I'm willing to invest it. E-Trade won't let him. Because he doesn't have investing experience. So you guys have been spending all of your time hacking and you haven't
been building your credit rating like a good American.
Haven't been building your stock portfolio, you also might miss out on this opportunity. It's littered with little issues. The rumor is that Jeff and I actually got the letter. I don't... cool, I hope. We'll see. Maybe I'll report back
maybe
next week and see if
mail.
They
see if I
don't have any investing history. Well, we'll not worry about that.
The 420 gigabyte hard drives are not as cool as we had initially thought.
Yeah, they're the size of a refrigerator.
Yeah, which, you know, you could just, I guess, stack a bunch of 13 gig IDEs and probably get that after a while.
Gonna have a little bit of an electrical problem.
Well, yeah, at least in our house.
Well, we're used to that around here.
Yep.
I still think that the size of a fridge is a small price to pay for 420 gigs.
Yes, but what are you going to do with 420 gigs? Okay, let me give you...
Record every moment in your life.
Right. We've got at the Geek House, like, 35 gigs of MP3s now. We got, like, 10 gigs free yet. And at this point, we've ripped pretty much everything worth listening to. I mean, yeah, you know, we'll probably rip another 10 gigs. But at some point, you just run out of things that you
need. Law of diminishing returns.
Now,
weblogs.
DVDs.
We keep a lot of weblogs.
Yeah, we got a lot of those, but they not, 50 gigs worth.
I can see all of the... never mind.
I know the click-through rate from December of 1987.
I was just thinking all porn.
That's is 420 gigs going to be enough?
I don't know.
Your collection?
Two refrigerators.
The cowboy
just keep it right next to the refrigerator.
Yeah, the thing is that at that point, you could just like start gluing the porn to it. You know, like just take apart your magazines and tape them right up there or something. Same general concept. What else do we got? Katz has got part one and part two of Ticket Tyranny. Where he's talking about the South Park movie and him taking kids to go see it.
John Katz impersonating a local pastor and...
I've got a few emails hating him for writing that, of course, and I got a lot that really enjoyed it.
I think it's
a funny piece.
I thought it was a good Katz article.
I really enjoyed it. A little bit of civil disobedience.
Yes.
It's always nice.
Start your day off right.
There's also some pictures out. If you want to check those out, we've got them linked up of the new Amiga. Which is, it's pretty smooth looking. I'm pretty impressed. Now, if the rumors are true that it's actually got, like, Transmeta CPU and stuff going on down there, then they might have something that, you know, some people might actually consider buying. But it looks pretty. And that's,
definitely,
you know, like 70% of the way there. I mean, that's the only reason I think anybody ever bought a Next Cube. It's pretty.
Or these VIOs, for that matter.
Yeah, or VIOs. Yeah, pretty is a lot in this industry. We're aesthetically oriented,
especially
if we don't admit it.
Especially now that you have this whole demographic of people who are buying computers at Walmart. Which actually brings us to the whole Compaq lawsuit thing. It's one of those things where I personally think that the sub $1,000 probably, basically as cheap as you can make a computer, that's the computer that most people are going to buy.
Right. Well, they've gone down as low as like $200.
I know.
You know,
that's insane.
You slap a motherboard and Linux on it and sell it with a 2-year service ISP service contract, and there you go.
Got the cheap internet appliance.
Yep. It's kind of the holy grail. Compaq
yep.
is scared.
Yep. Don't ever want anyone to undercut you. Never, never, never.
Well, especially because companies like Compaq and Dell make their bucks on the massive markup. That's why Apple pretty well bombed out for a few years there. They just couldn't, selling your machines
compete.
For more than twice what it costs to build. You know, pretty sweet, a lot of profit. People catch on. Thanks for listening to this whole thing. Wow, can't believe you stayed tuned the whole way through.
Geeks in Space signing off.
Yep, and hopefully see you next week.